In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. The famous Canadian evangelical preacher named Harry Ironside tells a story of a time he was on a ship. This was in the early 1900s. Went to his stateroom when he got on board and discovered that he had a roommate, which he wasn't expecting for that voyage. And looking at that man's appearance, Reverend Ironside quietly took his valuables to the ship's purser and asked them to keep them in the ship's safe because his cabin mate did not appear trustworthy. The purser, of course, accepted the valuables and said, "Of course, Reverend, I'll be glad to take care of these for you and put them in the safe. In fact, the other man, your cabin mate, was just here for the same reason." Reverend Ironside realized how quickly he had judged a man based solely on his appearance. Today, our long Lenten journey begins, and it begins with a little story of two men, one on the outside rotten, the tax collector, the cheat, the traitor, the swindler. But he has a good and humble and before God a broken heart. And he comes to God in repentance and with a willingness to change. And the other man, a Pharisee, he's very good on the outside. He follows all the religious laws. He tithes 10% of everything he gets. He's faithful to his wife. He doesn't steal. And yet he is filled with self-pride. His heart is cold and cruel, and he judges others. And judging others, that little trap that sometimes catches everyone. How many ways we find to judge others, whether appearance like Reverend Ironside, or their decisions, or their politics, or the way they live their lives, or even their sins. How easy it is to fall into that trap of judging. And how often do we begin thoughts or sentences like this? "I'm not saying I'm judging the person, but..." And then we fill in what they've done wrong in our mind. If you begin a sentence with, "I don't mean to judge, but," 9 times out of 10, you will find yourself judging. Saint Isaac the Syrian said, "Do not judge anyone, even for their most shameful deeds. Instead, love them all the more and pray that you may be like Christ, who loves sinners and prays for them." A disciple once asked Saint Basil the Great how to avoid judging others. And St. Basil responded, "If you see your neighbor sin, don't look at this, but instead think of the good things that they do." Now, these things might be easy to listen to, but they don't come easy to put into practice. When we witness shameful deeds, to love the person all the more, how can we accomplish such a thing except to immerse ourselves in the nature of Jesus Christ? And I think that the reason the church begins our Lenten journey with the story of the tax collector and the Pharisee is to remind us that all our spiritual efforts, all our spiritual disciplines that we hope to put into practice have to be immersed in the person of Jesus Christ for them to have any benefit whatsoever. Because if we put these things into practice, if we practice spiritual disciplines, but still end up judging our brother and sister, those efforts are at a minimum wasted, and likely have made us worse, and certainly not brought us closer to Christ himself. St. Mark the Ascetic reminds us, "To judge sins is the business of the one who is sinless." Our job is to battle the sins in our own soul. And if you consider the tax collector in the gospel today, he knows his sin. He knows his sin before God, and he knows his sin before his fellow man. Even his posture reveals his soul, bent low in the presence of God, bent low in front of all his neighbors that are in the temple that day. His heart is broken and ready to receive the grace of Jesus Christ, ready to be changed from within, and ready to change outwardly towards his neighbor. There's a story of a Greek monk, early 20th century, and by outward appearances, he was not a very good monk. He used to sneak off to nap during his work assignments. He'd fall asleep during evening services, at least those that he remembered to attend. During the fasting seasons of the church, he used to sneak into town for donuts or pastries. And he had a lot of trouble with that one rule about silence. And this monk became sick, and he was near death. And all the brothers began praying for him, worrying about his faith, worrying what was inside his heart if he seemed so lazy with all his disciplines, worrying even about his salvation. And an angel appears to the abbot during a long vigil praying for this brother. "Why do you worry yourselves about him? Let me show you his destiny." And so the angel to the abbot opens up a vision of the kingdom of heaven. And there's this brother, the one without discipline, at least on the outside, in the kingdom of heaven at one of the highest places next to the Savior. And the abbot says, "How is it possible that this one who doesn't seem to make the slightest effort receives the highest place of all of us?" And the angel says, "That's because he always depended on Jesus Christ, always had the joy of the Spirit in his heart, and in his entire life never judged anyone." Today our Lenten journey begins with a little story of two men to remind us that spiritual effort must change the person on the inside, change us to the nature of Jesus Christ, who, when he sees our shameful acts, loves us all the more and prays. And that's to remind us so that we too might flee from judging others and to develop a broken and humble and good heart towards everyone. Amen.